weekend sport.
Prelim final weekend next week, but today, enjoy your Sunday.
And enjoy your sport, everybody.
Whether you like having a bet, a punt, or even a flutter, it's time to get on Trackside. With races 24-7 and better odds on all runners in all races, you've got more chances to win big. Head to your local tab to get on Trackside. Gamble responsibly.
Warrawee Needy was freakishly faster too, 149.4. Warrawee Needy was faster still at 3. Warrawee Needy was the fastest horse in the world at 4, 146.4. Warrawee Needy was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawee Needy, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
When you need new equipment to get your business going or growing, turn to Go Getter, the equipment funding specialists. If you need a truck for your transport business, we'll help you get going. Or if you're in the business of digging or moving dirt, we'll help you get growing. Because we look at your future potential, not your past. So if you're ready to get your business going or growing, talk to Go Getter, the equipment funding specialists at gogetter.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 1 minute past 10. Mick Wallace will join me in just a moment for the preview for Dubbo Cup Day. But first of all, let's head to the track and Vince Gordon joins me online. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Simon.
Righto, how's the track shaping up for the Cup meeting?
Absolutely fantastic. We've got a good 3 out here. We're expecting a 22 to 23 degrees. A beautiful sunny day for Dubbo.
Beautiful, and you got the rail in the true?
Rail's in the true position all the way around. Yep, we've got a lovely racing surface, some fresh grass from the Glen, and yeah, I think we're in for a great day.
Now, you wouldn't have had too much rain over the last week, would you?
Yeah, no, we had 5 mil of rain early in the week, and of course, with temperatures up around 28 degrees, that soon disappeared. So we had to water the track later in the week, and it freshened it up beautifully. The rye grass is growing really nicely, and yeah, another good day ahead.
And people in the area should get on down if they're looking for something to do. It sounds like there'll be a few activities on track as well.
Yeah, we've got the Picnic Champions final here today as well, so all the picnickers are in for that race, the $50,000 picnic race, which will be spectacular.
Thanks very much for the update there, Vince, and enjoy the afternoon. Good luck with the meeting.
Thank you.
So Vince Gordon there, so recapping, it's a good 3 for Cup Day at Dubbo with the rail in the true position. And Mike, we're going to get to it. Mick Wallace right now. In fact, Mick's on the line. Mick, good morning. You there, Mick? Hang on, we might try that. No, he's just dropped out. I'll take a break and then hopefully to Mick Wallace.
Kyrgios sends Australia through to the semi-finals. Congratulations from the captain, Jim Courier, Sam Querrey. Disappointment for him, but not for the Australian team.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Receive a bonus 10% gift card when you purchase a cooking appliance or dishwasher featured in the catalogue. Only at Bing Lee for a limited time. Check out the catalogue now at binglee.com.au or see in store for details.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper winning syndicators, in this stunning colt by champion racehorse Piero. Out of Call Me Pretty, this colt is a half-brother to 3 stakes performers. To be trained by Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, he looks the ideal Golden Slipper type and he's in full work now. Shares start at $5,400 GST included. For more information, visit derbyracing.com. Derby Racing, the ultimate racing experience.
AFSL 33244.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Now we've got a hold of Mick Wallace. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Thanks. Looks like a great afternoon ahead of Dubbo.
Yeah, can't wait. Cup day and big fields and plenty of value to be found.
So a showcase meeting in the first of nine races due at 12:35. We'll run through it, Mick. The first is the Aqua West Showcase Maiden over 1,000. And the scratchings are numbers 3, 12, 13 and 16. Now at the market, the favourites number 1 are Martin Place Pick. It's been 4.20 into 3.90. 2 Ephraim at $18. 4 Rawson Crossing 8 to 9. 5 Scuba Steve 51 to 61. 6 Star Bolt 5.50 to 6. 7 The Penguin at $19. 8 Tis Now or Never 10 to 11. 9 Girl Most Likely 15 to 17. 10 Goldilocks 5 into 4.40. 11 Tallyman 23 to 26. 14 Overtime has been 9 into $5. 15 Dragon Bell 61. 17 Whippy Kick 81. 18 Dart Street at 100 to 1. So they've specced a few here. Martin Place picks the favourite at 390, but there has been money for Goldilocks as well as Overtime.
Numbers here are 6, 14, 1 and 4. Going with 6 Star Bolt. A very consistent horse. It's been placed the last couple, or in fact, it finished fourth last time, beating four lengths by grand finalists there at Hawkesbury in a probably a tougher race. I thought it looked very well placed today. If it can have a little bit of luck from barrier number 10, I thought it would be very hard to beat. Deserves a change of luck. I think it can break through today. I'm putting 14 Overtime into second. This horse, trained by Pat Farrell there at Muswellbrook. Grant Buckley takes the ride. I was placed at Muswellbrook last time behind Miss Imagination. That was over the 900 metres. Should be suited out to 1,000 metres here today. And looks hard to beat. Won a Martin Place Pick. Has only had the one race start. That was at Narromine. Finished third there on debut behind French Gill. That was a very good effort. Can certainly build off of that. And the 4 Rawson Crossing has been around the money in recent starts. Finished fourth there behind Ceaseless at Dubbo last time. It looks a chance. 6, 14, 1 and 4 in the first.
6, 14, 1, 4 in race 1. Over to the second race, Mick. This one's the Adores Party High Showcase Maiden. 1,400 the distance and the scratchings are 1 Cosmologist, 3 Ad Valica, 6 Mount Buller, 14 Sovereign Default. With the market, 2 Foxtown's been $3.90 to $4, 4 Generalati $2.50 to $2.60, 5 Bow Magic $8.50 into $6.50, 7 Angels Roost $100 to $1, 8 Fanny Chanel $8, 9 Fleur de Force $51, 10 Infinite Advantage $21 into $19, 11 Just Shillin $4.80 to $5, 12 Mia Zariz $71, 13 My Little Soldier $12, 15 Sonneteer $100 to $1, 16 Olive Beauty $126. So General Artie's the $2.60 favourite, but there has been a bit of money for Bow Magic.
Yeah, I like Bow Magic here. Numbers here are 5, 4, 2 and 11. She's only had the 3 race start, so she got back in the field and ran on strongly last time there at Mudgee. She was beaten 4.9 lengths by Prima Stella. The blinkers go on first time here today. It's trained on the track by Peter Nesta. Rachel Murray takes the ride. And I just think from the good draw, she'll be very hard to beat. Obviously, 4 Generalati will be very hard to beat. Second there at Hawkesbury last time behind Dancers. That was over the 1,300 metres in a maiden. And this horse has been well found in the market. We've got 2 Foxtown in the numbers. This horse has finished third at fast, 4 starts. I think this horse is probably looking for a mile. And 11 Just Shillin. Last time was second at Mudgee behind Razor Drop. That was over 1,200 metres. Should appreciate the step out to 1,400 metres here today. I just thought that this mare, Bow Magic, might be hard to beat today. 5, 4, 2 and 11.
So 5, 4, 2, 11 there. The second. The third event is a Class 1 over 1,300. Scratchings are 2 Tag and Release, 14 Fire Spark, 17 Cordon Rouge and 18 Tomorrow the World. With this market, Mick, 1 Rockin' Red Rocket's been 7 into $6.50. 3 Crimson Sun, $10. 4 Ceaseless, $5 to $6. 5 Hayden Boy at $16. 6 Wacky Dude, $10 to $11. 7 Razor Drop, $18. 8 Bowtie Benny, $26 into $21. 9 Chastity Strikes, $13 to $15. 10 Alexandra Demure, $2.40 to $2.60. 11 Nino, $51. 12 Squared, $9 into $7. 13 Destiny Hasselhoff, $100 to $1. 15 Winter Whiskey, 151. 16 Crixus, 81 to 71. Back to $81. So Alexandra Demure at $2.60. There has been money for Squared, $8.50 into $7.
I think the favourite will be hard to beat here. Numbers 10, 12, 1 and 6 going with Alexandra Demure, a new addition to the Cameron Crockett Yard there at Mudgee. First up at Dubbo, placed second behind Corriglen, was only narrowly beaten, but geez, she really hit the line strongly. That was over the 1,120 metres. You would think 1,300 metres today would be absolutely ideal, and she's going to get every chance from barrier number one. The horse that beat her there, Corriglen, at Dubbo last time, has since come out and won again at Wellington, so that form looks okay. The 12, which is at Squared, coming off a good effort at Dubbo last time, went fourth behind Fireman Sam I Am. That was in a class two over the 1,420 metres. It looks a live chance. And then you've got one Rockin' Red Rocket, who's first up for 127 days. Did win at Kembla Grange before being tipped out for a spell. And Six Wacky Doo might just need this run. Probably better suited at 1,400 metres or 1,600 metres. But I think it'll be running on, particularly if they overdo it in front. 10, 12, 1 and 6 in race number 3.
So 10, 12, 1, 6 there in the third race. Over to the fourth. This one's a benchmark 75, the Western Star Showcase, over 1,300. And there's nothing scratched here. We've got 13 to line up. One King Tonte's at 440, two Sky G 19, three He's Pretty Cool at 5, four Quietly Confident 10, six five Rising King $6 to $5, six I'm Tricky 17 to 18, seven Tully Ho 17, eight The Clash 9.50 to 9, nine Cowboys Karma 23, 10 Pretty Little Fellow 23, 11 Cuba Mass 34, 12 Lady Laban 9.50. And 13 Sagittarius has been $13 to $9. An open field, Mick. One King Tonte's your $4.40 favourite.
Numbers here are 3, 5, 1 and 10. Going with He's Pretty Cool from the Damien Lane stable there at Wyong. I did manage to win first up there at Tuncurry at a big price. This horse has got plenty of ability. He just does a few things wrong. He'll probably go out to the barriers earlier than the rest of the field today. And I really think he can win second up, particularly if they run along in front. This horse has a very good turn of foot, and I can just picture him probably settling midfield or a tad worse, and he'll be able to get over the top of them. Five Rising Kings, my second selection, was second at Dubbo last time behind Fireman Sam I Am. That was in a class two over the 1,420 metres. Looks probably the main danger. One King Tonte is always a chance in a race like this. Probably better suited today over the 1,300 metres, went around in a 1,200 metre event at Mudgee last time when beaten 4.2 lengths by Oakwood Lady. And 10, that Pretty Little Fellow, was comfortably held there at Wellington last time in a benchmark 55 over the 1,100 metres. It's another one that will probably be suited out in trip today. 3, 5, 1 and 10.
So 3, 5, 1, 10 there in the fourth. Race 5, a class 2 over 1,100. Take out 2, Bended Like Benny. 10, I'm Tricky and 13, Cowboys Karma. One I'm a Captain is at 250, three Rastafari and 7 into 650, four Wild Cavalier 12, five Bo Hoffa 15, six J Aqua 360, seven Taking Liberty 7 into 650, eight Benindi 61, nine Strategy Right 41, 11 Hey Billy Boy 26, and 12 Slickster 15 into $11. I am Captain, the $2.50 favourite here, Mick.
I like the 6 J Aqua here, numbers 6, 3, 1 and 5. But this four-year-old mare, she's only lightly raced. She's only had the four starts for two wins and two minor placings. Last start there at now in a class one over the 1,100 metres. She was in front that day and she stuck on bravely. She'll make her own luck. She's got a reasonable draw here today, trained by Matthew Smith. Greg Ryan takes the ride. I think that she's certainly the one they all have to beat. I've put in 3 Rastafarian into my numbers. Damien Lane trains at Wyong. Travis Wolfgram takes the ride. Was placed at Taree last start behind Loza. That was 28 days ago. Has been freshened up into this. The top one there, the favourite, I Am Capitan, was second at Hawkesby last time behind Parley Vu. That was a good effort. And 5, which is Bo Hoffa. I thought this was some sort of a chance as well. Does resume off a 189-day spell, but has sprinted well fresh in the past. 6, 3, 1 and 5.
So 6, 3, 1, 5 there, race 5. Mick, we'll take a break at 14 past 10 and then preview the quaddie.
And they're off. Italian Suit takes the lead, followed by Jimmy and the members. Down, he takes the seat. It's not his seat. He goes inside. He's on the dance floor. First in best dress. He takes the win. And a cheeky canapé. Champagne all round at the cocktail bar.
unexpected at De Bortley Wine's Golden Rose Day this Saturday at Rosehill Gardens. With $1 million on the line in the Group 1 race of the day, it's set to get lively trackside with sensational racing, hospitality, fashion and entertainment. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
If you're serious about finding winners over the Spring Carnival, make sure you join myself, TK, along with Sydney experts Ronnie Duffy, Glenn Munsey and the guru from Melbourne, Dean Lester, on Monday morning, 9 a.m. on Punters Postmortem. A full wrap-up on Winks going for 20 in a row. The world's best sprinters clashing in the shorts, while in Melbourne, it's Hartnell and the Maccabi Diva on the way to the Cups. All of that with your calls on 13 53 53. Make sure you join us. Punters Postmortem, Sky Sports Radio.
He's the level round job winner. $1 million camp. 152. The fastest little round job in history.
$1 million camp. Already the sire of Group 1, Group 2 and Group 3 winners. Visit yerribee.com.au.
There's nothing like Country Cubs action. Country
and
Cubs
Thursday,
action.
The Northern Rivers comes alive. Lismore's Country Showcase meeting carries excellent prize money, including the $60,000 cup. Thursday morning at 10, get the Lismore Cup Day tips here on Sky Sports Radio.
Experience the best of thoroughbred racing and more. Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens are host to the best race courses and spectator facilities in Australia.
And now, food and beverage prices are reduced by up to 33%.
Along with reduced admission prices when you pre-purchase.
Even more reasons to get trackside.
Enjoy a winning experience from start to finish with great value and great excitement as the world's best horses make history. Book now and save at theatc.com.au.
See you at the track.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Welcome back. We are previewing Cup Day at Dubbo. We're down to race 6, the 2017 Showcase Picnic Championship Final. And 1,400 metres the distance here. The emergencies are scratched. 13, Gagarin. 14, Did You Hear Me? 15, Stradance. And 16, Our Boy Danny. With the tab fixed here, Mick 1. Black Fusion has been 650 to 7. The two Double Halo, 380 to 390. Three Maximu at $19. Four Security Code, 8 to 850. Five Sergeant Bilko, 100 to 1. Six The Real McCoy, 23 to 26. Seven Track Flash, 420 to 460. Eight Zaphod, $21. Nine Kinda Tangy, 5 to 550. 10 Living Fire, 17. 11 Northern Myth, opened 8.50, now 7. And 12 Victory Lass at $12. So $3.90 for Double Halo, a little bit of money, Northern Myth.
Yeah, this race has certainly created plenty of interest, this Picnic Championship final. A great initiative by Racing New South Wales. These horses have been going around to picnic meetings over the last period of time. They've been accruing points, and the best horses from the picnic circuit line up here today. I'm going with that two Double Halo here. Numbers are 2, 9, 7 and 10. He's a 10-year-old, but geez, he's racing well at the moment. He was third in the Dubbo Cup Prelude here in a TAB meeting recently. You would think he'd be very, very hard to beat in this race today. I see he's come up as favourite, and I think deservedly so. Nine Kinda Tangy's my second selection here. I was talking to Cole Hodges yesterday. He gets to all of these picnic meetings, and he thought that she's probably the best horse in the race. Finished fourth at Nowra there last time. That was 3 weeks ago behind Summit Breath. She might need a little bit of luck from barrier number 13, but she's obviously got ability. We're putting in the seven Track Flash, who finished sixth at Moree in the Cup there last time, beaten 3.6 lengths by Bell Flyer. And the 10 is the next selection there, Living Fire. This horse was placed at Kinabarabran last time behind Von Nida and has been freshened up into this. Has an awkward draw, but has to go into your trifectas and first fours. Numbers here in race number 6, 2, 9, 7 and 10.
2, 9, 7, 10 there in race 6. Race number 7 is the 4X Gold Dubbo Cup Day Showcase Flying Handicap. This one's over 1,100 metres and there's no scratchings, Mick, so a field of 14. One Danish Lace is at $4. Two Crooked Blaze, $7.50 to $8. Three Desert Marshall, $10. Four Distinctive Look at $23. Five Exitoso, $16. Six SCB, $21. Seven Shadow Force, $26. Eight Somebody, $3, the favourite. 9, Snippety Sip at 9, 10, Illiterate, 8 to 7.50, 11, One Last Poet, 51 to 41, 12, The Brown One, 26, 13, The Grinch, 81, and 14, Prattler, 100 to 1. So somebody is the $3 favourite here, and not a great deal of support for the other runners.
I think the favourite will be hard to beat. Numbers 8, 1, 3 and 4. She's got a bit of an awkward draw to contend with, but she's one of the better sprinters out in this neck of the woods, and I just think she'll be very hard to beat. She's 53 days between runs. She trialled up recently at Dubbo, was placed second in the trial behind Lalabrook. Lalabrook came out yesterday and won in town. I think she'll be ready to go. I've always had a bit of time for her, and I think she'll be hard to beat. One Danish Lace is another mare who is always competitive in races like this. She's had the 26 starts overall for 6 wins and 11 minor placings. She was too good for them at Dubbo last time in the prelude to this race. Defeated Snippety Snip, won comfortably that day. I really like the way how she found under pressure. We'll put in 3, Desert Marshall, who's racing really well this preparation. A Moree winner last start, that was in the Moree Town Plate, has won 2 of his last 3. And 4, Distinctive Looks, probably the best horse in the race, but his first up for 134 days, has been placed 2 of 4 fresh in the past. And David Smith prepares this fellow. He's certainly got a good horse on his hands, and I really think this horse will probably achieve more than anything, any other runner in the race, but just whether he's fully wound up first up today. 8, 1, 3 and 4.
Right, that's in the flying. Over to race 8, the Dubbo City Toyota Gold Cup. This is the feature race over 1,600. Scratchings are 1 Map Maker and 10 Super Chase. With the market here, 2 Orbit Gone is 480 into 440, 3 Brazen 9 to 850, 4 Pippi's Pride $9, 5 Something Borrowed 15 into 13, 6 Arloo 950 to 10, 7 Sovereign Air's been 9 to 950, 8 Dreadlock 7 into 550, 9 Schedule the Favourite 280 from 270, 11 Dapperized 51 to 41, and 12 Strike Zones 100 to 1 for number 12 there. So scheduled at $2.80, but money for Dreadlock, Mick. It's been 750 into 550.
Numbers here in the cup, 2, 9, 7 and 8. Going with All But Gone, Damien Lane trains at Wyong. Travis Wolfgram takes the ride. This fellow's just going really well at the moment. It was placed at Randwick last time behind Embley. It wasn't beaten all that far. Embley came out yesterday and won again. So that form looks okay. I think this fellow's going to get a lovely run in transit from barrier number 6. He'll probably just settle in behind the speed midfield, and I think he might be able to get over the top of them. 9 Schedule will be hard to beat. This fellow's lightly raced. He's a 6-year-old now. He's only had the 8 starts for 3 wins and 4 minor placings. Finished 4th at Randwick last time behind My Targo Sun, beaten 1.4 lengths. Didn't have the best of luck that day, but he was hitting the line strongly. Over the 1,400 metres, I think up to the 1,600 metres today, he looks awfully hard to beat. 7 Sovereign Air, I thought, was some sort of a chance. This horse has always been very competitive in good city grade. Finished 5th at Warwick Farm last time behind Sir Barr, beaten 1.3 lengths. And he's rock hard fit. He's going to get a lovely run from barrier number 3. Anthony Cavallo takes the ride. And 8 Dreadlock, interesting to see the money for this fellow. He'll make his own luck. He's had the 16 starts for 2 wins and 10 second placings, but he gets in very light here on the minimum. He'll be rolling forward and he'll be in it for a long way. A good race, 2, 9, 7 and 8 in the cup.
So 2, 9, 7, 8 in the main race of the day. And over to race 9, this one's the Mitavite Class 3 Showcase. 1,600 the distance, the scratching number 7, Orlando Jack. And on the closer, 1 Not For Export's been 440 into 390. 2 Massation 11, 3 Magic Over The Bay, 380 and favourite. 4 Pedro's Ariz, 10 to 11. 5 Unique Shadow, 650 to 7. 6 Suman the Yak, 21 to 23. 8 of Wild Enemies Pick, 950 to 10. 9 Bella Trey, 12 to 11. 10 Hungerford Wonder, 13 to 14. 11 Magic Archer, $18. 12 Hague Razor, 21 to 19. 13 Trust Me Bill at 100 to 1. 14 Did You Hear Me, 51. and 15 Melda Chente at $126. So the favourites Magic over the Bay at $380, Mick, but there's been money for one knot for Export, which has been $440 into $390.
I think the top weight will be hard to beat, two knot for Export. Numbers in the last 1, 3, 2, and 10. This horse was placed in the country championship final at Randwick earlier in the year. He's always giving them a start, but I think he'll be hard to beat here from barrier number two. He gets out to 1,600 metres. I think that will certainly suit him. Last time here at Dubbo, in the Dubbo Cup Prelude, he was only beaten 1.5 lengths when finishing eighth behind Top Magic. And it's interesting to see that there has been money for him today. Dar Lund trains. Chris Williams' 2 kilo claim here will be certainly helpful. 1K56 kilos. Three Magic over the Bay. This horse is racing consistently, has been placed his last three starts. He was a tragedy beaten at Warren three starts back, and then at Tamworth two back, just got into the wrong part of the track. Probably had every chance at Dubbo last time, but he certainly deserves a win. Two Massation goes into the numbers here, coming off just a moderate effort at Mudsy last time behind Bold Street Cat. He can certainly improve off of that run. He was first up for 50 days on that occasion, so he'll strip fitter, and 10 hundredth of one of best of the rest. But in the last event, we'll go 1, 3, 2 and 10.
So 1, 3, 2, 10. What did you make the best of a cup day there, Mick?
We're hopefully going to strike earlier. I'm pretty keen on race 2, number 5, Bow Magic. The blinkers go on first time today. I think she can certainly improve. And race 3, number 10, Alexandra Jamua. Was certainly an eye-catcher, first run in the area last time at Dubbo. Out to the 1,300 metres, looks perfect today.
And what did you think you'd do for the quaddie this afternoon? Have you got a strategy?
Yeah, I've been a little bit conservative with my approach to the quaddie here today. In race number 6, we're going to put in that 2 Double Halo, 9 Kinda Tangy, 7 Track Flash and 10 Living Fire. In the second leg of the quaddie, the sprint race, we'll put in 8 Somebody, 1 Danish Lace and 3 Desert Marshal. In race number 8, the third leg of the quaddie, the cup, we'll put in 2 All But Gone, 9 Schedule and 7 Sovereign Air. And then in the fourth leg, we'll come home with all 4 of our selections, 1 Not For Export, 3 Magic Over The Bay, 2 Massation and 10 Hungerford Wonder.
Thanks very much, Mick. We'll take you prior to each race from Thoroughbred Central throughout the day.
Good as gold, Simon. Thanks a lot.
So, Mick Wallace there. It's 27 after 10. Now, some breaking Everest news has come through this morning. Let's head to the General Manager of Racing from the ATC, James Heddo. James, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon.
And welcome along. Now, what can you let us know about the Everest, which has just come through this morning?
Yeah, look, we've just announced this morning that the Australian Turf Club will partner with Australian Bloodstock, and that Brave Smash will represent us in the Everest on the 14th of October at Royal Randwick.
Okay, so Brave Smash there, an Australian Bloodstock horse. And what was the decision that made you sort of lean that way, to choose Brave Smash as your runner?
Yeah, sure. Look, we went through a very transparent process where we called for expressions of interest a couple of months ago, and we had over 20 applications, and we're really thrilled with the quality of horse available to us, and also with the effort that all of those owners' representatives groups had gone to put their applications in. You know, obviously we had a lot of internal discussions and a lot of external discussions as well with those representatives, and we named a shortlist of 5 horses about 10 days ago, and from that time we've worked hard to narrow it down just to one, and we think in fairness to all of the connections, it was timely to make the announcement this morning, 4 weeks out from the race. It allows the connections of Brave Smash to focus solely on that race and prepare the horse to peak on that day. And for those other horses that were on our shortlist, it allows them to, prepare their, make their preparations accordingly. And hopefully we do have a $500,000 Everest consolation on the same day. And, And, you know, we'd like to see those horses prepare for that race on the same day.
So there's only a couple more slots to be announced. Most people have sort of locked themselves in. So Brave Smash will be representing the ATC and Australian Thoroughbred Bloodstock. Currently $11 with the tab fixed odds. Well, thanks very much for the update there, James Hedder. That is big news. And all the very best of luck with Brave Smash in the Everest.
That's right, Simon. Thanks for that. Yeah, it's a very exciting time for everyone involved. It's the inaugural